Okay, 7:57, and we didn't crash. And I don't know whether Intem and Troll are going to be here for their Everybody Eats program. But anyway, hopefully you enjoyed the program. Next Sunday, 5 a.m., we'll be back with new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord's ear, bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
disrespectful, undeserving. Well, you know what? Now listen, ladies, you are princesses, you are warriors, you are queens, you are fighters, you are survivors, and you have to believe me when I say there are some real fine men out there. You just gotta make a list and you gotta shop. You gotta shop until you drop. My man will be nice, and he will take the trash out every night. Hold my hand and go for walks. Listen to me when I talk. Always know just what to say when I'm having a bad day, and he will carry me home from the club when I've had way too much. My man will be smoother, and he'll love to jive and groove. Play me love songs on the beach, make me a bath and rub my feet. And he'll have a six-pack, ooh. Long hair, he'll be 6'2", and he will come to my show, 'cause he's a fan, and that's what I want in my man.
I spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at summer barbecues. In 96, I made some of the tastiest s'mores you've ever had. In 01, we stayed up all night telling ghost stories with the neighbors. Yeah, I know I've got a bit of wear and tear. And sadly, in 09, it was me, your backyard fire pit, that accidentally started a wildfire. When a summer breeze carried one of my embers into some dry brush.
Sparks from an improperly extinguished fire pit can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Lately I've been feeling like a rag doll. Lately I've been feeling like you're sticking needles through my skin. Do you think the outcome was worth it? Did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was it worth it? Tell me, darling, 'cause I feel like I need stitches when I'm with you. My heart feels like it's falling apart, and you're pulling the thread.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Thank you. sound, saxophone.
I walk into